Well, Mr. Grant, I couldn't bank of Cardiff.
Hey Grant, it's Dan and Kathy at Marlin. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hi,
Doing
Grant.
all right, doing all right.
So, Grant, I had shared with Dan like some of our conversation yesterday about, you know, some of the deals, especially like the special pricing, I guess, that you've gotten from New Logic. So just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, take you up on your offer to talk about what's happening out there in the marketplace and sort of where we're fitting in.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I just wanted to, Grant, real quick, I just wanted to, again, you know, wanted to also reach out, just kind of see how you guys are doing, see how you guys like the doing with the program. I know you're sending us quite a few apps this month, so we definitely appreciate you, and you know, thank you guys for that. But also wanted to, you know, talk with you about what are some of the hurdles that we can overcome to try to fund some more of these.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you had a brief discussion with Kathy yesterday, and so, you know, we just kind of wanted to follow up with you and you know, get your input on that.
Yeah, so what I think would be really helpful in this scenario here would be to kind of tell you what I talked to Kathy about a little bit, and then if you want to pull up, I know you guys sent me a list, I'm not sure if I have it immediately in front of me, of deals that we have gotten approvals on. We can go through a few of those examples as well and kind of talk about what ended up happening on the deal, and I can tell you about how we're beginning to perceive Marlin over here, and that's where I want to start. So it was a few weeks ago we funded our first deal with you guys in a long time, and I reached over to funding and I said, so how was the funding process there? And they were very happy with the results. They said, Marlin, that you guys made it very easy on them to go through the process. So since then, I'm trying to look up the name of the deal that funded so I can tell you. I want to say maybe Freedom First Fireworks, but anyways. No, it was Oak Haven Residential Care. That was the...
That's
equipment. Anyways, though,
I can, hold on, give me a second here, Grant. I can pull it up. So I think we've funded four deals with you guys, and, let's see the dates.
Yeah, we've got Quality Design, ACO Building, Freedom First Fireworks are the ones this month. Maybe the one I was referencing was from last month. Nevertheless, this is kind of where I landed after I heard from funding that it was an easy process, and kind of something I've only recently realized. It's like when it comes to lender relationships, my side of the process is important, but I'd say that the funding side is even more important because it's just about, you know, being able to work very fast on closing the deals, and that's what my funding department has been experiencing, so very grateful for that. Since then, I kind of started to put you guys right next to Winset when it comes to submissions for deals that would qualify for under 100K. And that way, I wanted to see how you guys stack up against Winset. So that's why you've been seeing so many submissions coming in. Since then, yeah, it's been going really well.
Yeah, no, so that I appreciate the feedback. And so let me just make sure I'm clear. So when you send a deal to us, are you simultaneously sending it to Winset, or are you sending it to them for us, or at the same time, or after us?
Well, it depends on the lender. Usually, it's simultaneous, so I would say it would be like you two at the same time. But Winset has those state restrictions, so that also limits them. So whenever they fall out, I then defaults to you guys. So
okay, and then. Where does CAN or New Logic fall into this? Because I've seen a few of them have funded through them.
So, New Logic has their regular pricing, and it's broken up into five different tiers, many more than that, honestly. And we'll get our standard 14-point approvals with your typical type of buy rates. However, CAN has their retention pricing, which is basically... any approval that's given to us that is over an 11-month term, we're allowed to type in the parameters for that deal into a special Excel calculator they've given us, and it's going to tell us their five-point specials. Now, their five-point specials go as such. They range between 10 and 15-month terms to give you an idea at 10 months, they're selling at 1.15 buy rate, and we can put 5 points into that, and there's no OFI there. And then at their max term with a 5-point special, that's 15 months, a 1.2 buy rate, and we can put 5 points into that with no OFI. And we can also go anywhere in between those two.
You said a 15 months was a 1.2?
Yes, and we can put 5 points into that. So when it comes down to us needing to win the deal or the customer's really starting to hassle us about rate, that's kind of our ace in the whole lot new logic.
Okay, can I share some info with you on that, Grant? I guess I don't really offer this to anyone else, but I was in situations like that, because I know it sounds like Hannah's getting kind of aggressive. If there is a rate sensitive customer, call me or shoot me an email and let me know, and we can try to work with you a little bit on that and try to help you out on some of these.
Are you saying that buy rates can change a little bit?
I think we have a little bit of wiggle room. Yeah, but let's kind of—I don't want to put anything in. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's take it on a one-off basis right now, and then we'll kind of see how it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's good to hear. I won't try and abuse it or anything, but I try and stay transparent with lenders we're close with. So whenever we are in a deal, for example, and I see that you've approved, I can try my best to forward the other approvals that we're getting on and kind of give you updates as well, so that you can kind of know, oh, you are competing with NewLogic on this deal. This is what they're offering, and
okay,
this is what we're trying to sell. So that wouldn't be too big of an issue.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, hold on 1 second. Let me look. Yeah, because again, on that, even with the CAN program, like you're only getting 5 points on mm-hmm. 15 months, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of capped there. Let me just see something.
Yes, and again, this isn't a go-to for the reps, this 5-point special. It's usually for the type of customers who have been shopping around and say that we are in competition with other people. And so we then realize that we need to, do our best and resort to something like that in order to win over our competition.
So we're lower on that buy rate, right? So I'm trying to, what am I missing there? 15 months. So we're at a lower buy rate on a 15 month.
What is that again?
So our buy rate on a 15-month is lower than CAN's.
Can you remind me, though, what the buy rate is?
It's 118.
Yeah. So, but with a 2% OFI, then we're
okay
in a similar range.
But I can, so that's what I'm saying, but we do offer you more upsell, too, right? We're offering you up to 12 points.
True. Let me...
And listen, I'm not trying to, so what we can do is definitely work on the OFI. So, like, for example, if you're only taking a few points on the deal, like, we could potentially, waive it or split the OFI if you're between a certain. So we can, just let me know if it's a rate-sensitive customer and we need to do some things on the deal.
Yeah, I mean, if we can reimburse OFIs, that's always very valuable information to know. Obviously, not something to be asked for on every deal, but in competitive deals, knowing that we can do that, it's definitely going to make a difference. Because, it's hard for reps to explain OFIs to customers sometimes, and they're like, wait, we're not getting the full amount? And I think that's where our reps get a little bit nervous about talking about OFIs. So it's really good to know that there is a potential to reimburse on some deals. Now, were there other deals specifically that you'd like to get more detail on from recent approvals? I'd be happy to help provide you with updates on those.
Well, I think you, Kathy sent you a list and you did provide, I guess. So if we start from the top, TNT Services, what was the update on that one, Kathy?
I think they were pending a customer signature or waiting for something from the customer.
Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Let me just go down to the file. TNT Services of Greater Wisconsin. So, loading now. So on this one, what I'm getting at is just that the customer was looking for more funds on TNT services as well. So I think that they were looking as close to 50K as we can get. That's the last note that I have, and I haven't seen any movement since about 4 days ago.
And I guess, do you have another, do you have like an alternative approval on that one through CAN or
WinSet? We do, through WinSet, but it's only for 15K, and okay. So you guys would, they're offering a 10-month term, but this is a dollar amount issue on this deal, it appears.
Okay. And then Purity Bio, that was the only other one I didn't have.
That one is, I think you folks had emailed the terms to the customer, and there was a follow-up schedule.
Yes, now Amy was the analyst on that, but I can at least look up at the notes. So, So did we get an approval for this one?
Yeah, we have 12 months, 30K over 12.
Huh. Okay. Well then, let me find that approval first. Hey, Amy. Can you hold for just one moment?
Sure.
Oh, because the line of credit?
Yeah.
All right, so I think that I know what's going on here. I don't believe Amy may not have actually received that approval. Furthermore, I think that that OnDeck had an open line of credit there that was needing to be paid off as well. But if it was a 35K approval and a 16K balance, and that should have been fine. But, yeah, I don't think that we did receive that approval, actually. At least I don't see it in my emails.
Yeah, we sent it to you guys on June 20th. 30K over 12. Just need to look at the STIPs. Yeah,
did you send it to credit at Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, hold on. Dear Cardiff, I'm going to forward it to you. Send it to Amy Chu and credit at Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, that's funny. It wasn't received on our end. We're both looking at our credit and personal emails, and it doesn't appear as though it was received.
I just forwarded to you, so let me know when you get it.
Yeah, with a 16K balance on that line of credit, though, then, and if we have the 35K, I see it right here, 30K, we're like pretty much almost there. Then, if we can get it down to 15K, then right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I just received this now, and so I'm going to forward this to Amy.
Maybe you guys, after the call, just double check, because it's kind of an issue if you're not getting all of our emails.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you guys spelling Purity Bio different? I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm going to look through your old emails, because you send us the approvals always, right?
No, Anthony Schindel.
Oh, Anthony, right.
Yeah.
I'm just looking right now in all my emails.
Hold on.
Hello?
You're a Virgo, right?
You guys still there?
Damn.
You guys still there?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I have double checked just now through Anthony's emails, credits, and Amy's personal email, and yeah, for whatever reason, it doesn't appear as though we received it ever.
Okay. All right, we'll have to, I guess, yeah, if you don't in the future, we'll have to try to look in at our end, but you know, definitely shoot me an email if there's a deal you haven't heard back from, you know, from us on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly.
I can try to work with IT and see what happened there.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a new revelation. We'll have to see where the deal's at now that we have the approval in hand, and there may still be a chance then that we could potentially wrap this up, because Luke seems to be right on the money.
Okay.
And
then I guess Call and Associates, you did 15 months with New Logic. Would you be able to tell me what you funded them for?
What's the name again?
Paul and Associates.
Paul, as in P?
Paul, H-A-L-L, Paul.
Oh, Hall, okay,
yeah,
Hall.
So we offered 50 over 8, and I guess you funded with New Logic for 15 months.
Let me see here. So they were offering $42,000 over the 15-month term. It looks as though they haven't actually... This customer isn't desperate to take the money. I don't think it actually has funded yet. It seems as though he's kind of just playing this, like, messing around with us, like, oh, yeah, we'll take it. And not. Let me read this last note here. Yeah, this guy is, what is his business? Is he a trucker? He's into logistics. Yeah, so he travels a lot, and he's just kind of been playing this back and forth with her rep and saying, like, well, now I don't want 40K. I only want 10K now, and I only want this much. I'm going to about to go on a road trip. Like, I'll call you in a week. So that's what he's been up to.
Okay. All right, and then we'll move on here. Stephen Todd, I guess this one you said, I guess you were thinking next week that might fund.
Yeah.
Let him know if he needed the money next week.
Okay. That was Stephen Todd, 50. We offered 50 over 15.
Okay, let me pull it up again. Furniture dealer retail, got it, okay. He said, okay. I'm just looking at all the options we have here. So on this one, we have you guys offering 50 at 15 months, and then we have, let me see here. One set offering 60K over 16 months, the buy rate being a 1.25, and we can add 8 points to that. So your rate's much lower here in that instance. We also have an on-deck approval for 100K, but it's only over 12 months, And it looks like, looking at the notes, he needed to see what some final construction costs were, and he should know at some time this week. He said that the funds will be needed, yeah, starting next week. But I'm going to ask for and see if they have any further update.
What's the rate on with OnDex loan?
Which state is this in Florida? So they're giving us a 1.32 sell rate that we can add 10 points, that we've added 10 points to.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's over 12 months.
Okay.
No OFI for OnDeck either. It's, they have some states where they require OFI, so.
Why is that, do you know?
I think it's just the relationship they have with the people who provide funds for them. But yeah, like they like require like an OFI in California and Nevada. Those are the two big ones. The other three are Vermont, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But not much business, not as much business is done there as in Nevada and California. So.
Okay. And then, okay. What about let's see a few more here. J&E Machine. We have a 25/6. I guess yesterday you said they were still working on it.
I'm not positive on how well I'll be able to answer that one, because I think that that is a little bit more in the renewals hands. Let me see if I can find anything on it, though. Yeah, it was in renewals hand because they were a previous customer of ours. In this case, it looks as though they were most concerned with dollar amount, and OnDeck ended up offering them $50K, but only at a 9-month term. And for OnDeck at 9-month term, this is in California, so that would mean that they're likely selling a 1.28. That's 10 points in that 1.28, and it may be including a 2% OFI or 2.5% OFI.
Wow, so 118 buy over 9?
Yes.
Okay, wow, okay. So they have different rates for different states then, it sounds like.
No, it's, so we've been working with them for, I want to say, maybe 4 years.
Okay.
And they came out to visit us once and helped set up a special rate program. Usually with newer partners, they're offering different rates that always include OFIs, but they've set up something special with Cardiff, so we don't have OFIs, and we can go up to 10 points. And so if you want to like get an idea of where they fall, I can tell you right now where their buy rates are at. And like for at 9 months, for example, it's that 118. At 12 months, it's a 1.22. At 15 months, it's a 1.26. And at 18 months, it's a 1.3. We can add 10 points to all of those. And it's pretty much across the board what it will always be like. The only other program that OnDeck offers is called their Select Program. And that program is very unique in the fact that it's created like a regular APR loan. I think that, for example, on a 24-month term, I'll have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's a 1.19 buy rate. And all interest is completely forgiven if it's paid off early. That's for, I'd say, 2% of the clientele we send in, but we do get those programs. We've gotten about 5 different approvals for really good paper like that from OnDeck just in the past 2 months.
Okay. Good to know. So you can only add 10 points in all your deals with them? Because I thought they went up to 12, but it sounds like...
No, we're capped at 10 using our special because we avoid the OFI with them. And then that select program I just mentioned to you, we can only go in 5 points, and a 2.5% OFI will always be included in their select program, which that is their A++ paper that they want to really get competitive on.
Gotcha. And they don't go below 9 months a term?
They do. They go down to 6- and 7-month terms as well. And in those cases, when it's extended to 6 and 7 months, we're limited to only 6 points. At 7 months, it's a 1.13 buy rate, and at 6 months, it's a 1.12 buy rate.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, with OnDeck, we use them often, and it's largely also due to their funding process. They have the online checkout capability, which is just a few clicks on the computer and the funds transfer.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I'm well aware of their automated checkout.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We're working on it. So just going to take a little more time to build that out.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more here. Just wanted to, the big one's the Identity Media Solutions. 100K over 15.
Identity Media. It appears as though just yesterday the rep had given, quoted them at the new Logic 5-point special, and then they also quoted the Marlin 100K, and that was just yesterday. So it looks like, again, it looks like a competitive deal here where Marlin's dealing with the new Logic on deck special, the new Logic 5-point special here. In this case, new Logic approved 175K, and we're going the 15 months with them for a 125 sell rate. And yeah, I mean, with yours, obviously we can make more points, and you're offering weekly payments here. Maybe if we can drop the, get something going on the O fee, I could perhaps steer the rep in the other direction if the customer isn't so concerned about dollar amount and is more concerned about rate.
So again, that was a 175K over what term with New Logic?
It was a 15 month using the 5-point special.
125 is the 1.12 sell, 1.2 buy rate then? 1.2.
Correct. And but New Logic only does daily.
Yeah, and we're at a 1.18 over 15.
Mm-hmm.
How many points would do you think you guys would be taking on that with us?
Well, I mean, now that the rep has quoted both Marlin and New Logic, I'm not sure. You know, if the customer really needs weekly, she may try and keep the points high. But if I can call her and maybe say there's a chance of scrubbing the O fee, then she'd probably prefer to go to Marlin and get 7 and then sell them at a 125 using Marlin. I mean, that's just me speculating.
Yeah, if you're 7 or less, you know, what we can go ahead and we can go ahead and waive it.
Okay. Oh, well, I can get that information over to her cuz it was just quoted yesterday. So I'm not sure if she's had a chance to speak to the customer and get a further update.
Okay. All right. So yeah, pass that info on and see if that helps.
I will.
Viper, I guess docs went out yesterday or the day before. Viper Builders, 75K over 15.
Let me Viper Builders. Yeah, it looks like we're going with you guys on this one. We went docs out with you guys. 50K docs have been sent requesting month to date for June and 3 photos of home office after I received docs. That was a note left yesterday.
Okay.
So
that one looks like it'll fun.
Yeah, I mean, from what I can see, it looks like he's collecting everything that's needed right now.
Okay. All right. Just out of curiosity on a couple of others that it looks like you funded with, that Cy Viet Nguyen, we offered 100 over 15, and you funded it with New Logic. What was the amount that you funded with New Logic?
Now you may need to help me with that name a little bit.
Yeah, it's S-Y.
Uh-huh.
And then Viet, but it's like 2 words.
That should be enough. It's unique enough. It does appear as though that did fund out New Logic. And it, The thing here is that it looks as though they really wanted a dollar amount, and we were able to end up selling them for the $172K using new a regular point structure with them. So we ended up having a 24-month term. The buy rate is a 133, and we put in 14 points. In fact, it may have even been 17, honestly. I'll have to double-check.
17 points?
They allow for 17 points. It's, yeah. They do. And we're able to do that. It looks as though we cut points down to 14, but it's still 14 points, so.
Okay, because I was going to say their buy rate on that would be, what,
1.33.
You said the sell was a 1.33 or the buy was a 1.33?
Buy.
Oh, geez. So you went out with like a 1.50 or a 1.46?
4.7, yeah. 4.7. But it looks as though, you know, it's extended over 24 months in this case. So the daily payment's coming out to be 4.80. Right. Keep in mind, NewLogic uses 22 payments in a month.
Yep. Okay. Okay, I think the last one would be Cuban Buffet.
I like that one. I just like the name of it.
It's an easy one, right?
Cuban Buffet. Let me see what I got here. You know, and I think I'm also hearing a little bit from renewals that we're trying to go docks out on a AAA pool at Marlin, too. So that's another one that we're hoping to wrap up by month's end. I'd love to get 5 on the board for this month. I think that'd make Dean very happy. So it did. It looks like as though it funded at Winset, and you guys were offering 6 months, and Winset went out to 12 in this case, and their sell rate we sold was a 1.26 with 8 points in it. The one thing I do have to say about it was a 1.26 sell rate with 8 points in it, 50K.
50K, okay.
It's 250 a day. The one thing I do have to say about Winset, and that makes you similar to them, is that our funding process with Winset is extremely smooth as well. You know, all of our reps have extreme confidence in Winset because it's been like that for years, and everyone's starting to catch up to that. Marlin's really easy in funding now, too, so I'm pushing for that as well so that everyone understands. But, yeah, it looks like it was the term here that kind of pushed Winset along.
All right. Well, listen. Just in generality, we're hearing from obviously you kind of see what's going on in the landscape, and we are hearing from some others that they're having tougher times. Are you experiencing the same thing? It's a little bit of slowness with volume, or what are you guys seeing?
You know, we started off this month extremely strong, actually, and then we had kind of a lull in the third week of the month, but it seems to be back to a healthy pace now. I'm hoping that we can reach over 5 million in new originations just this month.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
That's yes, great. And renewals department's blowing up too. I mean, we got 2.2 on the board already in renewals, so it's been a good month.
And you have a separate group that handles renewals?
Yes, we have a head of the renewals department, Soraya. She's the one who is working on AAA pool for sending it to you guys, and yeah.
All right, well, listen, I tell you what, Kathy and I are going to get together. It sounds like, to me, you're pretty happy with working with us so far. Again, if there's anything that, especially on the funding side, that you see as we continue to fund more deals that that you don't like, or do not hesitate to call Kathy or I and get us involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like the origination fee could be an area that we have some opportunity to work with. Do you agree that's kind of the biggest sticking point right now?
It honestly always is, I feel like. We have, like, for example, a partnership with Fora, and our reps are always nervous about it. I'd say O fees are always something we'd like to try and rid ourselves of if possible. It sounds like, at least in this, for now, like on certain competitive deals like Integrity, you guys have a little bit of wiggle room, so I'm looking forward to at least telling the reps that they have that option sometimes. So.
Okay, so we'll try to put something maybe a little bit more formal together, customized, for you guys, and see if that helps. I'll also like to get your input on it. So we'll maybe in the next next couple weeks we can touch base again after month end.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys feel free to call me anytime, and if you ever want to fly out here again, you're more than welcome to. The weather is really nice, I'll tell you that much. Water's warm up the ocean. It's good.
Yeah, man, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But, again, thanks for your time, and again, if there's anything else we can do for you, don't hesitate to call us.
Thanks, Grant. I appreciate it. I know I said 15 minutes. We took a little bit more of your time today.
Well, no, I mean, if we could continue at the same pace, I don't mind having these conversations. It's no problem at all.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
All right. You guys as well. Enjoy.
All right. Bye.
Bye.